FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Tim Jones, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark Cox, good morning. And I want to wish you a very happy the Open Thursday for us golf purists. Today is the Open. The beginning of the Open, over in the old country.
There you go. I don't know. I'll have to listen to it on the radio or something, which isn't very good with golf, right?
Yeah, Mark, they teed off this morning at 12:30 Central Time because they're over across the pond.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good.
After you get off the air and before you take your nap, you can catch some of the coverage.
I can listen a little bit. Yeah, no kidding. That's good. Did you see the president's speech last night?
I heard big chunks of it, Mark, and I heard your opening monologue in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm actually up at the airport heading down to Nashville this morning. And so, Mark, you hit on all the points that I was going to make that everybody should be making today. And, you know, the president, Mark, last night, he did two things, right? He, first of all, talked about the dangerous dark vision for America that AOC and her squad have for our country. But then he also gave us the shining city on the hill once again, right? He gave us the laundry list of accomplishments. Mark, I tweeted out last night that if this president were a Democratic president, he'd be on his fifth Nobel Peace Prize and his seventh Academy Award by now, Mark, because of all the things he's done, things that not just for Republicans, but for all Americans. How about the work he's done on criminal justice reform and the opioid crisis? For the first time in, I think, ever last year, drug prices in this country overall went down. You know, that's really remarkable. And not to even mention anything about the economy, the jobs numbers, happy days are here again, Mark, for everybody. But yet you've got this, the four, you know what, Mark, I think Senator Kennedy stole that from me. I've been calling them the four horsemen of the apocalypse for several weeks now. And it's because, Mark, they have a worldview, a globalist worldview that puts America second. And all we got to do is look at Europe, right, Mark? Because Europe went through this over the last 50 years. They tried this experiment of socialism and of unchecked immigration, and it's been an absolute utter failure for them, which is why you're seeing Trumpian-like candidates winning in places like Australia and like on the mainland of the European continent, because the people are like, they're trying to take their countries back.
There's no alternative, Tim, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because the Republicans have repeatedly failed when they put up spineless, weak candidates like Mitt Romney and John McCain.
Yeah.
They've consistently failed to deliver not only the message, but had they been elected, they would have delivered no change, because they don't have the spine to stand up to the system and to the people who are truly a threat to this country. It's what I pointed out this morning. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what country you came from. I don't care if you were born here or if you immigrated here like Ilhan Omar did in whenever she came here in 2007 or whenever it was. I don't care. As long as you have the best interests of our country and you're not trying to institute policies that will end the American dream. That's what this debate is about. The president doesn't see any color here other than red, white, and blue, and the left can't stand it.
Mark, we used to sing as kids. Remember the little Schoolhouse Rock song, The Great American Melting Pot?
Yes.
That's what we used to rejoice in. We used to be colorblind. We used to say, we don't care where you've come from. Bring us your wretched masses. But remember what the last phrase of that sentence is. Yearning to be free. That's what the liberals always leave out. Not yearning to be shackled to an entitlement system where you don't work and you sit around and you collect off the government. We want more people on the dole rather than less. You know, Mark, the problem with AOC and her squad is they're cloaking everything. If you disagree with them, then you're automatically a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe, etc. The problem is, Mark, is what they're really advocating for is a very dangerous worldview. You know, and I think the dangerous ones are not necessarily AOC, but Tlaib and Omar. You know, AOC just wants to bankrupt the country, right? But Tlaib and Omar, they want to destroy the country. They have a theocratic worldview. They have a worldview different than Americans. They view us as the infidel, and it's very dangerous.
You know, did you hear Ariana Presley's comments the other day, Tim, regarding her speech regarding what she wants for the future of America? She wants She only wants people who agree with her worldview. If you're black and you're not willing to stand up for black issues and in her opinion are black issues, she wants nothing to do with you. If you have brown skin, you're not willing to stand up. If you're gay and you're not willing to stand up for gay issues, she wants nothing to do with you. In other words, if you don't completely subscribe to her view of the world, she doesn't want you to be part of the system. So, which alienates people like Chris Arps or Stacey Washington and anybody else who might disagree with her. And Donald Trump pointed this out in his speech last night. If he stood up and said, if you're not a white American willing to stand up for what's important to white Americans, if he stood up and said something like that, can you imagine the collective outrage on the part of the left in this country? And I've heard nothing, no criticism of what she said the other day.
Yeah, Mark, it's the media malpractice that you and I always talk about. It's what we always say, that journalism is dead. I think it died about 7 or 8 years ago. You don't have objective reporting anymore. The left gets away with the most incredible, outrageous statements ever imaginable. Things that, you know, we used to poke a little bit of fun at this, you know, about being a socialist country someday and call them all socialists. Well, Mark, they're advocating for that now. That's now their worldview. And people like Tlaib, it's amazing they don't get called out for the fact that she literally has post-its over the maps in her office over the state of Israel. You know, they're calling for the destruction of the Israeli state. You know, the amount of anti-Semitic statements they've been making, it's really remarkable. They never get called out for it. The media is complicit in this. The media is complicit in calling for the absolute downfall of some of the most incredible American traditions we have, and that's treating all people equally, not just saying you have to abide by my worldview. And that's where I think the worldview issue of Omar and Tlaib is more dangerous than what AOC is calling for, which is, you know, just pretty much the bankruptcy of the country, you know, through progressive policies.
Pretty much. You know, Tim, I know you're getting ready to travel. You said you're at the airport. I saw an article the other day about the candidate in the state of Kentucky that's trying to challenge Mitch McConnell. And I know that you've paid some attention to politics down there because you had done some work with Matt Bevin, correct?
Yes. Yeah, Mark, they have some – Kentucky is on an off cycle versus – a lot of the rest of the country. There's only a few states that have major elections this year, but Kentucky is one of them. And I'm sorry, well, Mitch McConnell's is next year. But yes, Matt Bevin, the governor, has a very critical election this year. And there's also a very critical election for attorney general. Mitch McConnell is being challenged as well, which I believe is next year. And this is a candidate. Her name's Amy McGrath. She's already a one or two time loser. She couldn't even win in the blue wave year last year. So she's trying again against Mitch. I think she's just a ballot filler, but you know, she's going to you know, try to keep Mitch home and not campaigning and helping other people out. That's really the goal, I think, of that candidacy.
Yeah, well, very, very true. And they've got another guy down there who's a radio star in Kentucky who's thinking about throwing his hat in the ring. A guy named Matt Jones, who runs a Kentucky sports radio. I only know that because I'm a fan of the team, and I saw this tweet the other day, and they're losing their minds because he's on the radio, and how can he run for Senate? Mitch McConnell's going to squish all these people like a bug.
Yes, he will. And you know what, Mark? I think the biggest, the most important legacy that Mitch McConnell has over these last few years is something that the country will thank him for, not just years from now, but generations from now. I think the president made reference to this either last night or earlier this week in the fact that Mitch McConnell has helped shepherd through over 100 new federal judges. These are all common sense conservative jurists that believe in the rule of law and not making it up out of whole cloth. And so that is an incredible legacy for the country. It's one of the reasons many of us voted for this president, and a legacy that will live on. And our children and our grandchildren will thank us for.
And it's not over yet. I should point out, yesterday, two more people got, or at least one more person got appointed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which brings the number of Republican-appointed judges to like 9. There's still 12 Democrat-appointed judges on that panel. But it's getting a little closer to even for the people who support common sense. So that these are all important things.
Yeah, Mark, it's funny. You know, despite California's best efforts to hurl itself into the ocean as they tilt further left, you know, we're trying to save them and pull them back. And I think some of us think we're crazy for doing that. But you know what, Mark? I'm not ready to give up on California yet, and apparently neither is Donald Trump.
No, very true. Here's the soundbite of the day from yesterday, Tim Jones. Hold on. What happened to it? Hold it. You know, I think that was operator error. Here we go.
They're the reason that their direction's on a shampoo bottle.
John Kennedy, my favorite soundbite from yesterday about the squad.
It's so you don't drink it.
Hey, have a safe trip, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks again. Good to talk to you, Mark.
All right. Talk to you soon. Tim Jones there. You can listen to his show every Sunday night from 7 to 9 here on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.